Hi everybody, I'd like to take a moment and welcome you all to the Our Galactic Family podcast. My name's John Wilkinson, and I channel a group that I call my brothers and sisters from across the stars. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you the third lesson from the class called The Ascension Project, Waking Up to Your New Reality. This lesson has been created in partnership with my guides, a group I call my brothers and sisters from across the stars. Before we begin the channeled lesson, I'd like to just take a minute and talk to you all about why this lesson is so important in my mind. To me, this lesson marks the beginning of what I would call the heavy lifting. The intention for this lesson is to unearth the karma that you might be unaware of, and then release it. Because for a great many of you, it is the karma that you are unaware of that is creating the problems in your lives. Before my guides begin the lesson, I would ask that you find a piece of paper and something to write with, because they will be giving you some instruction where you will need to write some things down. This lesson includes a channeling as well as a two-part exercise for you to do that is intended to unearth the karma that you may be completely unaware of, teaching you how to release it and then taking some steps to create this new life that is hopefully in alignment with what your soul wants you to do while you're here on Earth. So please gather the materials you need. And when you return with all the materials you need, I would invite you then to gently close your eyes and take a few relaxing breaths with me. And just allow yourself to relax your body and open your mind. And prepare yourself for this channeled lesson with my guides. So just breathing in and out, relaxing your body, just opening your mind and opening your heart. And my guides will begin this channeled lesson intended to help you unearth the karma that you might be unaware of, allowing you to release your karma and helping you create a life that is in alignment with what your soul wants you to do while you're here on Earth. This lesson is called Unearthing and Releasing the Karma You Are Unaware of. We want to talk to you today about how karma you are unaware of affects your lives. For many of you, there is karma that is deeply buried in the depths of your being that will directly impact the direction of your life and how it unfolds for you. A lot of you view every negative experience in your life as something bad. But a lot of the times, it's actually something good, as sometimes it's just your karma trying to be released, making you aware of what's stopping you from fulfilling your soul's destiny while you're here on Earth. We would like to offer you an analogy today to help explain how karma that you are not consciously aware of can impact your life. Imagine that your reality, the life you are currently living, is a garden. Now, each and every one of you makes choices and creates intentions that are ultimately responsible for the life you create and live. Now, many of you will spend much of your lives planting this beautiful garden, spending hours every day creating the intentions of the life you want, and following through with actions that you believe will create this perfect life. Some of you dream of this perfect relationship or a career filled with abundance, and your garden may grow beautifully for several seasons of your life, giving you everything you thought you wanted. And then all of the sudden, your garden starts to die, and you don't understand why everything is dying as you desperately try and save everything you planted. But ultimately, you can't. This perfect life that you have created is gone. It's destroyed. As many of you sit there wondering, what did I do wrong? Why is this happening to me? Why is everything dying? You examine the garden closely to find the reason. As you look at the surface to see what went wrong, you say to yourself, I watered everything, and I had made sure it got plenty of light. I did everything I was told I was supposed to have this successful life. You say to yourselves, I made all the right choices. I did all the right things. Or at least, that's what you believe. I created all the right experiences to give me exactly what I wanted. And now, it's all dying. Many of you will know exactly how this feels. And it's not until the chaos and the destruction of everything dying that you realize it's what's buried deep within the soul of your garden that is killing this once prosperous, tranquil, even serene garden. Now, what some of you might do next is dig up the garden and work the soil and spend time adding fertilizer and new soil rich with nutrients. And then you may just let the ground rest for a season and replant your new garden next year. And for a lot of you, your new garden will flourish and does not die. Now think of the period in your life where you are digging up your garden and adding that much needed nutrients to feed your life to be one of prosperity and wholeness, as the process of first realizing it's what's buried deep in your being that is causing the problems. As many of you may be finding yourselves in the rebuilding and replanting stage in your lives, we would like to offer you our insights as we expand further on some of the reasons the garden you plant might keep dying. For many of you, this isn't the first time you've tried to follow your dreams and create this beautiful reality. And you might be feeling frustrated beyond belief. If this all rings true to you, then this is definitely for you. First, you need to understand you may have just been focusing on the wrong things. You may have just been ignoring what's underneath the surface. When you see the plants in your garden dying, most of you are told to cut off the dead parts, hoping that the plant will come back with new life. And sometimes it does. But for many of you listening to this right now, you are in the period of your lives where it feels like they're in ruin. And you're trying to rebuild your life. Think of cutting off the dead parts of the plants in your garden as the surface issues in your lives. The people, the places, and the things that you let go of because you're told that's what you're supposed to do. And that this is all happening for a reason. It's all part of some divine plan. And you may be sitting there telling yourself, if I just let go of all this stuff, then my dream will come true. So what do? Well, you keep pruning and cutting away. And you still see the plants in your garden dying. You exhaust all possibilities that you can see on the surface. And that's when you decide you have to start over. And some of you will go through this process of pruning and watching your life fall apart over and over again. And you don't know that the problem is in the soil where your physical eyes can't see. It's underneath the surface. And it's not until you dig up the soil and see what's underneath that you start to see what the problem really is. You may find that there is something harmful in the soil that is responsible for killing everything. Perhaps something is even damaging the roots. Or maybe there is some harmful toxin or chemical killing the plants. Think of the soil that won't let your life flourish as the karma that you need to release. And for some, the pain and suffering you experience from the destruction in your life got you to see where the real problem lies. We have prepared a two-part exercise that is intended to be done one after another. The purpose of this exercise is, of course, to help you release or let go of your karma and finding where the real problem lies for you, to help you first understand what is your karma and hopefully take the necessary steps to begin the process of releasing your karma, purifying and cleansing the soil that participates in creating your life. So please take a moment and get comfortable. And we will share the first part of this exercise with you. This exercise is intended to help you discover what is in the soil of the garden of your reality that needs to be removed, or you could say released. And as you remove it, understand you are taking steps to release the karma that is stunting the garden that is creating your life. So please take a moment now and close your eyes and just take a few relaxing breaths. And as you take a few relaxing breaths, just taking time to relax your body. And as you relax your body, feel yourself feeling lighter and lighter, like a balloon floating away. Allow yourself to become lighter and lighter, like you're being guided to go somewhere. Now sending out that thought, that intention, that you are going to your garden, the garden that is responsible for the life, the reality that you are currently living. And as you send that thought and that intention out, you find yourself walking on a path. And taking a moment to look down at your feet and see what this path looks like and feel what it feels like to walk on this path. Are you walking barefoot? Do you have shoes on? Sandals? Notice all of the details. And know that you are creating this path with every step that you take. And as you continue along this path, notice a doorway. This is the doorway that will take you to the garden that is responsible for the life you are currently living. And as you approach the doorway, you are greeted by somebody who is here to escort you to your garden, to assist you in releasing any karma that is hindering you from fulfilling your life's purpose, your soul's destiny. Their job is to help you remove and release your karma. And as you walk through the door, you see your garden. And the guide shows you where the problem is. As they instruct you on how to work the soil and how to remove all the weeds and prepare it for the creation of your new life. They hand you all the tools you will need to release your karma and dig up all the weeds and work the soil and get it ready. Now imagine and feel yourself working the soil in your garden. You've got your shovel, your trowel in your hand, and you're digging up your garden. As you remove all of the weeds one by one, it seems so effortless and easy. Until you come across a very stubborn, deep-rooted weed that just won't come out. You tug and you pull, but it won't come out. You know in an instant that this is the karma that you're struggling to release, that wants to be released. Taking a few moments now to sit in the silence of your own mind, allowing you to discover what this karma really is and why you may be having difficulty releasing it in this moment. And when you're ready, just gently opening your eyes, staying in this gentle, relaxed, altered state. We invite you now to grab your writing utensil and your piece of paper and write down and answer these questions. The first question is, what is this karma that I am struggling to release? The second question is, who does this karma represent to me, if anybody at all? The third question is, why am I struggling to release it? And the fourth question is, what is my karma teaching me? We will repeat the questions one more time to give you a chance to write them down. The questions are, what is this karma that I am struggling to release? Who does this karma represent to me, if anybody at all? And why am I struggling to release it? And the fourth question is, what is my karma teaching me? Now we want you to take as much time as you need to answer all of those questions and allow yourself to stay in this gentle, altered state. As you write down the answers on your piece of paper, as your soul speaks to you about what the weed is and what it is teaching you and why you might be struggling to release it. Before you continue any further, please pause the lesson here and answer the questions. We'd like to start the second part of the exercise. So very gently, closing your eyes, relaxing your body, and taking some relaxing breaths. Allowing your body to let go and relax. Just breathing in and out and relaxing your body. Now we're going to return to your garden. Imagining your garden now that you've discovered the reason why your garden kept dying. Now it's time to prepare yourself to pull out and release that stubborn weed, releasing your karma. As you get ready to pull out this stubborn weed, releasing your karma, we want you to take a moment and name it. What is this karma that this weed represents in your garden? And as you reach down to release this weed, pulling it out of your garden, we want you to say these words. As I pull this weed, I am releasing my karma. I am now ready to let it go. Now it's time to pull the weed and release your karma. Imagining now that you grab this stubborn weed that is the karma that you've been holding on to, that is responsible for creating the problems in your life. And you yank it out, you release it and let it go. How does that feel? How do you feel as you pull this weed out of your garden and release your karma? We're going to give you a few moments now to sit in the silence of your own mind as you release this karma. Now we are going to guide you to the garden that will create your future. We want you to imagine that you're walking along a path, and at the end of this path is a door. And through this door is the garden that is responsible for creating your future. And as soon as you step through this door, you will be instantly transported to the garden that will create your future. How do you feel as you walk along this path, getting closer and closer to the door that will transport you instantly to the garden that will create your future? Getting closer and closer now. Only a few steps until you're at the door. And very gently opening the door and stepping through. Where you will find yourself in the garden that will create your future. You step through the door and you're instantly transported to your new garden. And this is what you see. Your garden is free of all those stubborn weeds. The karma that you are holding on to has finally been released. We want you to take a moment and allow yourself to feel the freedom of how that feels to have finally released this karma. Now that you've released your karma and all the stubborn weeds have been pulled out of your garden, it's time to plant your new garden that will create your new life. We invite you now to decide, what will you plant in this new garden? Has the vision of your future changed at all? Do you still want the same life now that you've released your karma? It's time for you to sit in the silence of your mind as you plant this new garden that will create your future. And when you feel ready, just gently opening your eyes, taking in everything you experienced. And throughout your day today, reflect on this new garden and how it will look. And take note as your vision for your future may have changed. Is this the same garden you have been planting over and over? Do you even still want the same life now that this karma has been released? Did this karma shift your perception of who you really are and what it is you're here to do? And then taking some time today and jotting down your own thoughts and perceptions of what this new garden will look like. But more importantly, how this new garden will make you feel. We would like to take a few more minutes with you and share our final thoughts and offer you some suggestions if you are having difficulty with this exercise. We are well aware some of you may be very resistant or still holding on to your karma. And we don't want you to feel discouraged that you don't feel this exercise worked for you. We do not wish to put any limitations on you, but we do want you to understand that this is a process. And each and every time you do this exercise, you may reveal a new layer of what you're still holding on to. It's important to understand that as you go through this process of releasing your karma, it's common for some of you to feel physically unwell, tired, exhausted, and drained. An important part of this process of releasing your karma and doing these exercises with us is writing about it. We encourage you to take some time every day and journal during this process of releasing your karma. Writing about what you're feeling and experiencing throughout your day in the days, weeks to follow after doing these exercises can reveal to you what you're still holding on to. For many of you, you won't see it right away, but the answer will be staring you right in the face. And it won't be until possibly days, weeks, months, and in some cases, years, when you are reading what you wrote, that you will see the answer, that you will see what you're still holding on to. And more importantly, why you're still holding on to it. And finally, for a lot of you, you neglect what you experience during your dream time. Some of you view it as, it's just my subconscious mind. While this is partially true, we would offer you another perspective that it is in fact the doorway to a multitude of realities that you can experience. One of these realities is in fact the garden that is responsible for your conscious physical reality. And you can visit this reality, your garden, anytime you wish. Some of you may find it easier to experience this garden in what you perceive as your dream time in a way that you may have struggled doing during the exercise because your conscious mind isn't getting in the way. So don't be surprised at all if you visit this reality. In what you might perceive as your dream time. And not only that, but some of the answers that you may be afraid to see might reveal themselves during your dream time. That does conclude this lesson. We do hope that it helps you and that you find these short exercises useful in helping you release your karma. We are your brothers and sisters from across the stars, and it is our mission to help each and every one of you who is willing release your karma and create a garden that is in alignment with your soul's destiny while you're here on Earth.